It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American author Laura Ingalls Wilder, born in 1867 near Pepin, Wisconsin. She is best known as the creator of the autobiographical Little House children's book series, the basis of the popular television show Little House on the Prairie. 2 years after her birth, her family moved to Kansas, which would become the setting for her book Little House on the Prairie. She was one of five children, and there was an older sister named Mary, two younger sisters, Carrie and Grace, and a little brother named Charles, who died at 9 months old. She described her early years as full of sunshine and shadow. When she was growing up, she and her family moved repeatedly from one Midwestern town to the next. In 1874, they left Wisconsin for Walnut Grove, Minnesota. The Ingalls family initially stayed in Walnut Grove for only 2 years before a failed crop forced them to move to Burr Oak, Iowa. In the autumn of 1878, they returned to Walnut Grove, but the next year they moved yet again, becoming homesteaders in the Dakota Territory. Because they moved so often, Laura and her siblings mainly taught themselves and each other. They attended local schools whenever they could, though. Her decision to become a teacher herself was largely an economic one. Her family needed the additional income, especially when her older sister Mary went to a school for the blind. In 1882, Laura passed the test to obtain her teaching certificate. Just 15 years old at the time, she signed on to teach at a one-room schoolhouse 12 miles from her parents' home, the first of several teaching jobs. During her time there, her parents often sent a family friend named Almanzo Wilder to pick her up and bring her home for weekend visits. Over the course of their wagon rides, Laura and Almanzo fell in love and married in 1885 when Laura was 18. Afterwards, she quit teaching to raise their children and help Almanzo work the farm. In the 19-teens, her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, by then grown up and a reporter for the San Francisco Bulletin, encouraged her mother to write about her childhood. Her first attempt, an autobiography called Pioneer Girl, was uniformly rejected by publishers. Determined to succeed, however, she spent the next several years reworking her writing. In 1932, she published Little House in the Big Woods, the first book in what would become an autobiographical series, collectively known as the Little House Books. With Laura and daughter Rose working together on the manuscripts, other books in the series quickly followed. She completed the last one in 1943, when she was 76 years old. After Almanzo died in 1949, Laura stayed on at the farm, reading and responding to her fan mail. She died on February 10, 1957, 3 days after her 90th birthday. Little House on the Prairie, the television show based on Laura's life, debuted in 1974 and ran until 1982. Children and adults across the country followed her tragedies and triumphs, watching as actress Melissa Gilbert, in her spunky yet earnest portrayal, grew up on the screen. The show generated further interest in Laura Ingalls Wilder and fostered new generations of Little House readers. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 7th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.